This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. Listen up, nerds. No. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border and coast to coast and all the ships at sea.
What?
Hello, friends. Do you have a computer? Of course you do, because it's not 1987. Hell, you're listening to this on some kind of computer right now. But do you have a VPN?
Oh,
what's a VPN, you ask? Well, my friend, a VPN is a virtual private network and it offers two key benefits: enhanced privacy and security online. But VPNs do a lot more than that. VPNs shield your IP address, change your browsing location, and make online life easier. It's all about safety and security, my friends. But like everything else in life, it's also about watching TV. Don't let your paid subscriptions go to waste. I use NordVPN to access my home content while I'm traveling. Wink, wink. Plus, secure your connection on public Wi-Fi in airports, hotels, cafes, anywhere you go when you're traveling. There's over 6,300 servers in 111 countries, and you can find a nearby server for the best VPN speeds. NordVPN is easy to use. Connect with one click or enable auto-connect for zero-click protection. And it's got amazing speed. NordVPN is one of the fastest VPNs out there. And with just one NordVPN account, you can use it on 6 devices. It supports every major platform: Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, even Android TV. I think those are all real. Don't miss out on all the awesome benefits for using a VPN. Go to nordvpn.com/ifanboy today for a risk-free 30-day money-back guarantee. The link's in the show notes. Once again, that's nordvpn.com/ifanboy.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You ever feel like you really need to get something off your chest? This is like a real thing. Like, if you're mad, if you're upset, if there's something going on, like there's often for me an idea. Maybe it's a wrong. Maybe it's a moment. It's an injustice. It's something that just you keep going on and on, over and over in your mind about it, and like that can create anger and resentment or shame, whatever it is. And very often, I have found, I am not a therapist, I have found that when you let it out, when you give it voice, when you say it out loud, sometimes it makes you feel better because you've expressed it. And sometimes it makes you realize like, oh, this is not a big deal, but it's been stuck in my head. So you give voice to those things, and it can make you feel a lot better. And shock of all shocks, therapy is one of those things that can help you do that. It can help you be able to say those things in a place where you don't need to worry about the repercussions of it, work your way through it, figure out coping skills, how to get around it, you know, find ways to deal with that stuff instead of letting it fester. If you are thinking of starting therapy, if anything I said sounds familiar, you're like, oh, maybe my life would be a little better if I could deal with that kind of thing, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's fully online. It is convenient, flexible. It is suited to your schedule. That's the idea. That's what they're going for. You can fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. That's a big deal. You can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That personal connection, I believe, to be super important. Again, I'm not a professional. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ifanboy today. You get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/ifanboy.
You're listening to iFanboy Special Edition, Venom.
Most of the people that I've known have let me down or caused me pain. Most of the people that have known me too probably say the same. I don't know when it got so bad or how it all went off track. All I know is I can't waste more time, no more looking back. So goodbye.
Hello and welcome to an iFanboy special edition on Venom. You said, will it happen? And we said, no, it will not happen. But it's happening right now. I'm Josh Flanagan. I'm here with Ron Richards.
Hello, Josh. Enough people complain that you had to pull me into the fire.
I had nothing to do with this. So, I said, hey, I saw it. And you were like, let's talk about it.
Well, because here's the deal is that I saw it too. And I saw the people on the social media and on the other things going, hey, iFanboy, when are you going to do Venom? And I saw the staunch iFanboy response of, no, we're not doing Venom. No, we're not. And I was like, you know, I saw it. And then you saw it. I didn't think you'd see it. So, and here we are talking about Venom. Quick disclaimer, I am employed by Marvel Entertainment, but I have nothing to do with the movies, nor does Marvel Entertainment have anything to do with this movie, because it was produced by Sony. So I've got some distance here, and I'm only talking about my opinions.
You do know Todd McFarlane, though.
I do know Todd McFarlane, but not through Marvel. Yeah, anything I say here is my own opinion and doesn't reflect Marvel or Disney or any other thing like that.
Great.
All right, so Venom.
Let's start with...
Set the stage.
Your thoughts beforehand going in. Had you had any excitement about it? Did you think it was going to be dog shit? Where did you stand before there was a film?
The trailer came out, and I saw the trailer, and I kind of... That low guttural giggle, and it was like, oh, this is either going to be like Punisher Warzone bad, or who knows, it might be pretty good. That's kind of where I was. I was somewhere...
Right.
I was like, it's either going to be so awful it'll be good, or maybe they might pull out an interesting movie out of it. What about you? Where were you at?
I saw it, and I also saw like all of the, you know, like a lot of backlash, and I thought it wasn't based on very much. It was like the backlash seemed to be based on the idea of it being Venom rather than what was on screen, because people were like, oh, that looks terrible. And I was like, it looks like all the other Marvel movies, pretty much.
Yeah. We'll get into that about the look of it, but yeah.
Yeah, no, but like I didn't particularly watch the trailer, so that looks like garbage. I thought... At the worst, it's going to be kind of boring, a Doctor Strange level kind of thing. That's what I kind of thought. And then the other side of me, for some reason, I was a little bit intrigued because a couple of reasons. One, that's a good cast. Those are good actors in that movie.
Well, let's cover the credits. It was directed by Ruben Fleischer.
I have no idea who that is.
Zombieland.
That was a good movie.
That was a great movie.
Yes.
He also did. He also did Gangster. Well, he didn't. He produced that. Where did he direct? He directed a bunch of episodes. He's been doing a lot of TV. Directed Superstore, The Santa Clarita Diet. Gangster Squad was his last movie, it looks like. But he did Zombieland, which was great. Yeah. And it was written by Jeff Pinker, Scott Rosenberg, and Kelly Marcel, all whom, well, look at this. Hold the presses. Scott Rosenberg wrote Con Air and Gone in 60 Seconds. All right, so...
I don't think his final draft made it through.
You never know. Jeff Pinker wrote the Dark Tower movie that came out a couple of while ago, but he also wrote The Amazing Spider-Man 2. And Kelly Marcel, she wrote 50 Shades of Grey, Saving Mr. Banks. So, like, you get
those
some...
Those are not good credits.
Those are some credits.
I was just talking about the cast.
No, I know. So starring as Eddie Brock is Tom Hardy, who is an iFanboy favorite, right? You got Michelle Williams. You got Riz Ahmed, who was in Rogue One. You got Jenny Slate. So good cast. Good cast.
Yeah, and I wasn't really planning on seeing it or not seeing it, but I hadn't sort of written it off. Like, I'm not ever going to see that. And as it came up, I found myself on a business trip, and I thought, you know, let's go see it. And then the other side of it had been that everybody said they didn't like it, but it made a shit ton of money. And I thought, that's curious. It made so much,
listeners, Connor and myself and some of our friends are in a little fantasy movie league. And so every week we're looking at the box office numbers and how stuff do. And I'm pretty sure I didn't pick Venom that weekend, and I was cursing up a storm because like I had predicted it was going to do 60, maybe 65, and it did like over 80.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So I just was like, I had time, and I went and I saw it sort of with an open mind, because what I was seeing come in, none of the facts seemed to jibe with each other. You know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't a Deadpool situation where, you know, when they announced a Deadpool movie, I don't like Deadpool. Because Deadpool and Venom were neck and neck for a while in terms of comic book properties that people were not interested in.
Right.
And everyone forgets this now. Deadpool was an eye roller for a large portion of the comic book literati, and now they've all forgotten about that shit.
Yep.
And I knew it wasn't going to be that, but I thought, you know, it might not be as bad. And also, you know, that Venom comes from my era of when I was really starting to read comics. It's a very important time for me, and I thought, well, that'll be interesting to see. And also, finally, I don't really love Venom now, whatever it is, but I will never get over that sort of early Todd McFarlane, David Michelinie stuff where Eddie Brock was really interesting. He wasn't really a good guy or a bad guy. It was hard to tell where he was coming from. And like the symbiote had the thing with Peter Parker prior to there was interesting stuff about that, I thought.
Yeah.
And they beat it into the ground in comics, but you know, there was something cool there. So I thought, let's see what this is like.
Yeah, and I went to go see it by myself at noon on a Sunday.
That sounds nice. That's a nice little Sunday.
It was lovely. I got French toast in the movie theater. It was great.
Alamo
had a lovely brunch menu. So what did you think of it coming out of it?
I thought that it was fine. I was like, well, that wasn't a piece of shit. I thought there was some nice sequences. I thought that if I was a Venom fan, like a full-on Venom fan,
go on.
I'd be like, all right.
And here's the thing. We underestimate the Venom fandom, mm-hmm. but Venom fandom is a real thing.
Yes, it is.
We used to joke about New York Comic Con like 10 years ago about how you get a lot of, you know, like non-diehards at the show in New York. And the joke I always made is it's Vinny from Queens in a Venom hockey jersey.
Yes.
Right? You know, but the thing is that Venom is a strong fan base, you know, mm-hmm. and it's still going. So I'm not surprised that they all came out for this movie because it's also like a aggressive dude, you know, like he's like Spider-Man, but he eats brains and like that sort of thing, you know.
Sort of, but having Tom Hardy play that role gives it another thing. If it had, you know, I'm trying to think of an actor who's doing the thing you were just talking about, but Tom Hardy's not that actor.
No, well, and
Tom Hardy is not Nickelback.
And
he
is. Agreed. And that's the thing that got me to go see this is because, first off, Michelle Williams, it's like, oh, that's interesting, casting.
Right.
Like, I'm a big Michelle Williams fan, and that I thought that was, definitely interesting. But the Tom Hardy in the casting is like, Tom Hardy's great, and it's great to see him in a role mm-hmm. where he doesn't cover his mouth. But I heard over and over everyone saying, yeah, he's doing a really interesting thing in Venom. It's kind of like a Jim Carrey thing or whatever. And I don't know what the hell those people were saying.
I haven't seen that, but I didn't see
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just weird. But so that said, I saw the movie, I came out of it, and I believe I texted you and Connor going, I just saw Venom. Didn't hate it.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. Like, it was actually, this is actually pretty decent. It's pretty good. Like, and I heard a lot of people saying, like a good friend of mine compared it and said, oh, it's like a great cheesy late 90s comic book movie. I don't agree with that either. I think that it feels more, if you're going to date it, it definitely feels mid 2000s.
But with better effects.
With better effects, of course. Not talking about the effects, but the story, kind of the story structure and all this sort of stuff. Because they really, you know, they did a departure from the comics origins. And that's my two complaints about the movie. One is that I wish there was some tie back to Spider-Man, but I know better. I know,
you know,
we know that they couldn't, you know, and it'd be weird and it'd be hard. And
I was curious about how that would go. And I think that, again, if we're talking like in this, if they're going the spirit of the character, whatever that means, like I was like, this all seems right.
Although
you're going to take Spider-Man out of it.
Someone did tell me today, actually, that in the beginning when they're
Jameson.
Yeah, John Jameson is mentioned in the beginning.
Yep.
So there's your tie. And so that's fun.
Yeah. So there was that.
But, you know, in terms of the concept and the, you know, and the whole approach to it, they made it its own thing and it was a believable thing. And I did it. My only other complaint was that compliment and a complaint. I thought the effects were actually like when he was Venom, he looked like Venom from the comics.
Yeah, you know, it is a really good visual translation of the comic book without really getting very far away from it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's what he looks like.
My only complaint was I really didn't like the transition where the Venom mouth went up over his face. Like, whenever you mix the CGI with a human body, it always looks weird. And, like, that never really looked natural or looked good to me.
Yeah.
No, this really surprised me. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
That's gone up since you started talking.
It has. It has.
I'm not going to go so far as to be like, I really enjoyed it, but I had fun.
Yep.
It moved the whole time. I wasn't like, it was pretty short, so I wasn't like, this is dragging on forever. I think Tom Hardy has he's weird. He's got a weird energy. He talks weird. He's got a weird sense of timing and all that. And I thought that worked because Eddie Brock
is weird,
strange, but he wasn't menacing the way that they turned Eddie Brock into in the comics.
Well,
there was an edge to him. So
the jealousy aspect of Eddie Brock wasn't here.
Mm hmm. Yes. Well, there was, though, because
there was a redemption arc, but there wasn't a jealousy arc.
Yeah, but he was also like, he had an ego.
Right.
There was a real ego hubris thing going on with him for sure. And I think that fit. And then I thought they skirted the line pretty nicely of not really making him a bad guy because he's got to carry a movie. So he didn't just eat brains of everybody.
Right.
There was there, but it wasn't like it wouldn't have worked. The comic book version wouldn't have worked because he would have just been a killer. And that doesn't work.
The talking between Venom and Eddie Brock started out weird, and by the end of it was real. It worked. They made it,
and it was necessary.
It was necessary.
It would not have worked otherwise.
Yeah,
I don't know that it ever happened in comics. I'm sure maybe in some way, but like when Venom gets a crush on Michelle Williams, like I was like, okay, all this gels together. Like I kind of get it, and also that fits with the symbiote thing. Like I think that worked.
Yeah,
what I think didn't work. Was I don't think the movie was particularly, there were bits of it that were funny, but it was broad funny. Yeah. And it wasn't, like, the script was not very clever. And there were places where it was trying to be clever and it wasn't. Like, yeah. it was sort of lowbrow, I guess. But at the end of it, I was kind of like, I see why a lot of people went to see that and liked it.
Yeah.
And not in a condescending way. I don't mean that. I just felt it was very red meat in sort of like you want. A superpower thing with this character who you recognize. And, you know, lots of people recognize Venom and the iconography and everything, but have probably never read a Venom comic book. Yeah. So to them, they're like, fucking, yeah, that's great.
And it was interesting to see them do Venom without the spider logo. Mm-hmm. I feel like they made Venom stand on his own, which is what you had to do in this, right? You know, and so maybe it puts the character in a better position for the inevitable Spider-Man crossover or whatever happens, or who knows what happens, you know, like if they're going to cross paths or whatnot. Who knows? And then we had the borrowing a page from the MCU, but there was a end credit sequence where Woody Harrelson appears as Cletus Cassidy, which is everybody knows is Carnage. So, you know,
which fine, like even if they make an, if they never make another movie, that's interesting. Although that kind of box office, they're definitely making that movie.
Yeah
I mean, like it wasn't great, but it was not garbage. Like it wasn't, I didn't feel like
everyone was lining up waiting for this to be awful, and it wasn't. And I applaud them for that, because it was, you know, they took something that could have been the punchline of a joke and actually made it and made a good movie out of it. Made a movie, like, again, that's what
I feel like, but, you know, I feel like it was a very workmanlike movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it checked a lot of boxes. It, you know, it did what it was supposed to. It was not a thing of beauty. It was not transcendent. I was not like, wow, that was the thing. You know, it surprised me only in contrast to being told by everybody that it was garbage. But I was like, I don't know that I see that, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And you know, it's interesting. I've you know, like, I don't watch a lot of this stuff. I don't watch every movie that comes out. You know, and I have pretty good instincts, and that's the other thing. I trust my instincts. Like when I, like Suicide Squad, I saw that trailer and I was like, no. you know, then I saw the trailer of this and I was like, I don't know. I'm not getting a horrible vibe off it, and like, it was enjoyable. You know, like.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. Well, so Venom, still in theaters. If you haven't seen it, give it a try. We say give it a try. Give it a shot.
I mean, it'll be on HBO before the show is probably done. So
it's still got a couple weeks.
I know. So that will do it for the show. If you want to comment on the show, go to ifanboy.com. There you will find not just the entry for this show, where you can either agree, and it's okay to agree. You can say, you know what, I liked it too, and I want to thank you for giving me a forum to finally speak out without my other friends making fun of me. Or you can vociferously disagree. We certainly have had our fair share of that. However, it isn't like Superman, where we gave it like an okay review because we wanted to like it because we watched it. It's been a few days. We've had time to think about this.
Actually, before we wrap up, I forgot the key aspect of this.
Ratings.
Ratings. I've been so out of it. Ratings.
Ratings.
Josh, ratings for Venom. Ratings.
3.25.
Okay, I'm gonna give it a solid 3.5.
Okay.
Yep. And what bridges the gap for me from a 3.25 was Michelle Williams and the Lady Venom moment.
That should have been dumb. Thought it was pretty good.
Yep.
You know what? I'm sorry, but we're gonna go back into it slightly. Good choices were made on the part of her character, because she didn't do the really stereotypical thing that the girlfriend in distress does.
Yep.
She did a lot of things that I think were unexpected and that were a better choice than would have been made in a lot more standard movies. Yep. Her taking the Venom costume and being in it and then being kind of like, I kind of like it. And like all that, like that kind of worked.
Yeah. Good stuff. All right.
Fair enough. iFanboy.com. Comment on this show. You can look at all the other special edition podcasts we've done. They are there. Every movie that we've ever reviewed, which is most comic book movies, are somewhere in that big list of things. You can follow us at iFanboy on Twitter or Facebook.com/iFanboy, of course, at RonXO on Twitter and at Jay Flanagan on Twitter and Instagram. Those are the same as well. And I believe that will do. This was fun, Ron. We haven't done this in forever.
It was good. I'm glad we did this. I was worth twisting your arm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was putting up such a fight. The part where you thought I was not answering is because I was on a plane for 6 hours. But oh, that's fine.
That explains it. Yeah.